Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Permanent Magnets Limited Q2 FY 2025-2026 earnings conference call hosted by TIL Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayam Pokharna from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate you taking out the time to join us today on this call. The press release for quarter two has already been uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. To take us through today's results, we have with us from the management team Mr. Sharat Kapadia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sukamal Jain, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. We will begin with a brief overview of the quarter and the half-year from Mr. Kapadia, followed by a Q&A session. Please note that any forward-looking statement made during this call must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risk factors have been outlined in our annual report. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kapadia. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sayam. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for Permanent Magnets Q2 and first half FY 2026 earnings conference call. I will begin with a review of our performance for the past quarter and half-year. Revenue from operations for Q2 stood at 49 crores, representing a decline of 12% year-on-year. Revenue from operations for the first half was 102.7 crores, reflecting a decline of 7% year-on-year. These declines are mainly due to lower exports, particularly to the U.S., and weaker domestic demand in the energy meter segment. EBITDA margin were less in Q2, largely because of the reduction in exports to U.S. This was a direct result from the recent changes in tariff policies, which created some uncertainty and led to one of our U.S. customers to defer the orders during this quarter. However, the situation has since improved, and there has been resumption of business from this customer in the recent months. The domestic energy meter business also recorded lower demand from our customer, both year-on-year and sequentially, primarily due to customer-specific factors that were outside of our control. Alloy segment saw higher volumes in Q2 compared to Q1. Now, on the project execution front, both alloy and relay facilities are progressing as per our plan. The new furnace for alloy facility is expected to be installed by December, as we have previously communicated. The visibility for orders for incremental capacity for alloy in Q4 is already there, so it will be possible to immediately increase productions once the new capacity comes online. The relay facility is scheduled to become operational in Q4, but commercial orders are unlikely to start in Q4 as customer approvals continue to take longer than anticipated. Some trial orders will likely be supplied in Q4, with commercial production ramping up thereafter. Now, regarding Quantum Magnetics, our joint venture agreement with Laurentic Pte. Limited was executed in August. Since then, the first phase of our capital expenditure plan has started, with equipment orders placed, and some equipment is already on the way to the facility. Further project updates will be provided as progress continues. In the existing components business at Quantum Magnetics, the Chinese government has announced certain relaxations relating to rare earth supplies. At present, we are awaiting import approvals, after which manufacturing operations for components will be resumed. Now, looking ahead to the second half of the year, our main focus will remain on timely completion of key projects across alloys, relays, and the joint venture. These initiatives are expected to support future growth, both in terms of expanded capacity and broader market participation. With these updates, I would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question now. The first question is from the line of Praneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Praneet, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I was wondering, in terms of the JV that we are for magnetic for assemblies and rare earth magnets, I was wondering what is the status of it? I understand we're making progress, but like what type of assemblies would be manufacturing? Could you give some idea on what could be the product in terms of assemblies and magnets themselves and the final industries?
Yeah. The JV is formed to manufacture rare earth permanent magnets, and the objective is to do it using India supply chain, completely from India. World over, there are geopolitical issues related to, mainly due to Chinese supplies, and all customers want to do that, and that is what our plan is. So going forward, that is the plan in phase-wise manner. We are going to implement that plan.
But in terms of sourcing, where will you be getting the raw material from? Because rare earth primary mining and processing still remains with China. So locally, how has the progress been, and do you think you'll be able to start commercial production with local sources, or would you need to start still supplement it with imports from China?
Fifth largest reserve for metals, and so our plan is to source the material from India itself. Already some discussions have happened with the government of India and Indian Rare Earth Limited is the government which is already doing the mining of rare earth metals, and our plan is to source from them. If the capacity falls short, then we will also import from other countries, and that we are already discussing with them.
Oh, and the final customer will be the automobile industry, right?
Final customer, there are multiple applications. Automotive is one of the big applications. Electronics, consumer electronics, mobile phones, these are the windmill energy, there are motors. There are many applications like that. So we are targeting all of these applications.
Got it. When do you expect to, I understand if this is going in a phase-wise manner, but when could you expect to see commercial production to start at least the pilot phase in the next few quarters, or how long would, what is the tentative timeline?
The pilot sales had, the first phase sales had already started for the assembly. Our first phase was to be, I had started last year, then due to these restrictions imposed, it stopped. From this financial year, our next phase is to start with block cutting, from block cutting onwards to magnet production, that is expected to go live by next year. So by, let's say, financial year 26-27, it will start. Somewhere, let's say around 4 years, it will start.
Understood. So the 5 crores for our order that we completed during FY24 was with assemblies. Is that right?
25, yeah. Only assemblies.
Only assemblies.
Okay, what assemblies were these? Like in terms of, let's say, which industry were these catering to?
Consumer electronics, mobile phone application.
And for these assemblies, we still imported all the components from abroad, right?
Yeah.
Got it. And in terms of rest of our business, how do we see that? Because the smart meters and all the industries have faced their own sets of difficulty during the year with execution delays and all of that. But how do you expect it to pick up at this point of time? Because I understand the contribution has been changing, but in terms of our technology upgradation to stay relevant and those kind of things, what you are doing at this point of time, how is it progressing in finding different industries for, let's say, our application with our capabilities?
Sorry, so your question, can you again repeat specific?
So right now, I understand we have capabilities. We already started approaching new customers. So with these capabilities, are we approaching other industries? And what industries are those?
So for the energy meter industry, we are going towards manufacturing of relays, which includes the shunts and CTs in that whole assembly. So that is like a forward integration to us. So we are approaching multiple companies, multiple new customers. And for the other businesses, we are already looking out at newer customers. That is going on.
But I understand that we wanted to forward integrate in terms of, let's say, for meters for a long time, and we have not able to been delivered. Like, what have been the limiting factors so far?
We were in the shunts business, and we have, this is a recent development that we decided to go into relays business. So that we have taken the step already. Shunts business by itself was very specific and customized for each customer they were using. And that got changed because customers started buying integrations of relays, which included the shunt. So now we are forward integrating ourselves.
Have you completed the forward integration in terms of capability, or is that in still process?
Yeah, we have signed an agreement with UK company REL, and we are using their designs to manufacture the relay. So that plant is being set up now, and trials are going on with customers. Customers want to put some product in the field, test, and also we have to take some certifications. So all that work is going on right now.
So in terms of...
Sorry to interrupt you, Pranit. May I request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the turn.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on, with both the relay as well as Loi Capex getting completed in this year, as well as, you know, first phase of Capex in getting completed in quantum magnetics in the coming few quarters, how should we look at the growth of the company in FY27? So if you can elaborate on that, how should we see a step jump in revenues and profitability in FY27 in both standalone as well as quantum?
Yeah, I'm quite optimistic on the growth prospects for 27. But that depends on how much order booking we are able to do for alloy business particularly. That seems to be well on the way because we are currently running at 100% capacity. And now we are increasing the capacity. That capacity also we see visibility, good visibility. Customer is already engaging with us. So my expectation is a good level of growth in FY27.
Sure. On the relay side, how do you see growth?
In the relay side, we are still in the testing phase, so by March 2026, we should have some more visibility on which customers. But here, the customers are generally testing pilot. They test smaller lots first, they put it in the field, then they get the result, then they again take a bigger lot, they put it in the field, so it goes like that. So I think the real commercial, larger volume sales can happen from middle of next financial year. Until that time, some sales will happen. Our judgment last year, actually, our judgment was that we should be already started selling, but customers are slower to take the product.
Okay. Is it because of the Chinese pricing, where, you know, the majority of the imports come from?
No, pricing is not the issue.
Okay.
Establishing the customers are giving a warranty of 10 years to utilities, and they are demanding the same from us, so they want to do elaborate testing on the product. So we are going through that phase now.
Sure. Sure, sure. And sir, on the quantum side, you know, if you can, you know, indicate how FY 2027 is looking like, because the first phase would be over. So with some orders in hand, how should we look at quantum next year?
It is looking right now with this relaxation coming in place, we feel that it is looking good, and we should be able to implement our strategy by March 2026. We should be able to implement and start our production for the first two products that we are already doing. And then we will take steps to... Already we are engaging with other customers. So it will be starting up by March 2026, it will start up, and then how depends on the engagements after that. So I can't say today, but it will go well. And so once everybody is looking for a proof of concept and this plant is set up in India, even Government of India is keenly is keen on Indian producers to do this. They are announcing some incentives for that. So all that is going to happen in now and March 2026.
Sure. Sure. And we do have some orders in hand for the first phase of expansion, for utilizing the first phase of expansion, right?
Yes, yes. That we already have, but we are not able to supply due to the restrictions. Now that restrictions are relaxed, but the actual notification is yet to come, so we are still waiting.
Sure. And then, how should we look at the margins, at an overall company level, you know, with alloys and relay scale-up happening next year? So, you know, like with, you know, like when the EV scaled up, we had a very good EBITDA margins of, you know, 20%. It crossed 20% also in certain quarters. So, with now, with, you know, EV not doing well, but alloy and relay scaling up, on an EBITDA level, how should we look at the margins for the company from FY 2027 onwards?
EV business, particularly export, is a little variable. So for example, in this year, first quarter, we saw a little bit of more sales on the, on that front, so our margins improved. So that may go up and down as per the demand of the customer. I am expecting a better sale in alloys business. And so overall, I feel that margins should, EBITDA margin should be similar to last year levels only.
17%-18% is what we should expect with alloy scaling up?
Yes. Yeah, 16%-18%, something like that, we may expect.
Sure. Okay, okay. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First question on alloys. The new capacity is fully booked or only partially booked? When can we book it fully, the 750 ton annual capacity that we have in alloys post new furnace?
It is partially booked. We have, I I mean, booked, when we say booked, it is a visibility given by the customer. They send the purchase orders generally 1 month to 2 months in advance only. They don't send the full year purchase order in advance because it also depends on the metal prices. But they give a visibility to us. Based on that, we can say that it is partially booked, and we are already engaging with about four or five customers. So we are working with them.
Visibility is very good.
What is the application of these four or five customers? Are these repeat orders or are they one-time orders?
Yeah, mostly repeat orders. They are in multiple applications. One is oil and gas. Other is for powder metallurgy parts. So there are multiple applications.
Okay. Anything related to aerospace?
Some aerospace defense related volume also, but that is a smaller volume. Some of that is also there.
So what revenue can we expect from Alloys in FY27?
That depends on how much actual offtake customer will take, but we may be in the range of maybe 40 to maybe 70, 40 to 70 crores, maybe something like that is my expectation today.
And it can increase also.
Yeah, it can increase also. Yes, we are okay. Trying to pitch to many other customers in India as well as exports.
Okay, okay. Second on relays, how many customers have we submitted or working for validation? Where are the approvals taking such a long time?
We have given samples to about 3-4 companies till now. We are yet to take the certification, the official certification from laboratory. So we are doing that work in parallel, and the customers are testing these relays on the field. First they test inside their plant, then they will take some pilot lots, and then they will test those pilot lots. So we are at that stage now.
So it's only a matter of time, or is there a chance that we will not be approved?
It is a matter of time. We have to tweak. So sometimes if they want, they are already, we are the second supplier. We are not the first supplier. So they are already buying this product. And now when they change or they introduce one more supplier, then our product, first of all, should meet the specification, the standard, and it should be equal to their existing supplier quality also. So they compare both together. Currently, all products are imported.
So by first supplier, you mean imported, Chinese imports?
Oh, yeah, most of them are imported.
Okay, okay. And in relays, what will be the FY27 revenue potential?
That depends on how much the customer, how fast, because our expectation was that we will start selling in this financial year only. That was not right. Customer took a longer time. So next year I would like to be conservative. I'm a little cautious that we don't know how much they will take, but my expectation is maybe 20 to somewhere between 20 to 50 crores possibility is there. Again, depending on how fast and how quickly pilot lots go, how fast their testing process is. They do endurance testing, end of life test. They do a lot of long term testing to check, because the meter has to perform in the field for more than 10 years. So they do accelerated testing, many things they do.
Maybe more also.
Yeah.
Can be more also.
It can be more also, depending, I mean, how fast the product picks up or how fast. Because there are some customers who are buying more than 100 crores each.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And they're willing to replace those imports with our product if they find the testing.
Yeah. They are willing to. Yes.
Okay. So this 20-50 crores FY27, but your total capacity at peak or full utilization can be 100 crores, right? The relay capacity.
Yeah. First, we are setting up 5 million, then we will go to 10 million, and 10 million will be 100 crores level. But first, we are setting up 5 million, which will be established by March 26, between let's say March and April. And then looking at the customer demand, we will scale it up.
So 5 million per month, you're saying?
No, per year.
Per year, okay. So 5 million will give you 50 crore revenue.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And third on quantum magnetics. For the assembly business that we were doing, which has been paused, can we not source raw material or the blocks from, say, Japan or US or any other country?
No, we were importing the magnets directly. Right now, we do not have the black block cutting facility. That is the phase two, which is going to happen in March. So right now, we were importing the magnets, and that was restricted. That we are unable to import from other countries because all the other producers in the world are now full of demand due to this Chinese restriction.
Sorry to interrupt, okay. Mr. Kumar. May we request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for their turn. Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, in terms of margins, I have two questions actually regarding margins. One is, what is sustainable margin in our industry? And also, recently, as we have seen last few quarters, the EBITDA margin has come down around that 12% mark. So when do we see a recovery in that?
Yeah, our business is comprising of multiple divisions, multiple products. So product segments being energy meter, automotive, and within automotive also we have EV, and we have relays, and we have alloy. So margins are different for different products. So depending on which product we sell more, the overall margin depends on that. Our expectation, given the product mix that we see, visibility for next year, it should be around between 16 to 18%, something like that overall. That is the expectation today. As we go ahead, it may change depending on customer demand. Suppose, for example, we get more orders of EV business, like the way we did for quarter one, then we will have higher margin.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Diya from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
So can you provide a margin mix of how much goes for EVS, relays, alloys, and energy meter?
Sorry, I could not understand. Can you repeat?
Can you provide how much margins does energy meter get, how much you will get, alloy get?
Alloy and relay.
Margin levels are different within these businesses. Alloy business margin depends on whether we are doing production out of virgin alloys, doing job work or recycled materials. So those are different markets. And for energy meter business, for relay business, I've already indicated that depending on the customization level, it can be from between 10 to about 10 to 25% roughly. This is the levels depending on product to product. And for other EV related or automotive related businesses, again, product to product, different margins are there, ranging from 15% to about 40-50% in some cases, depending on volume and complexity.
All right, sir. And can you provide the current revenue mix that we have?
current revenue mix is about 45% energy meter application, around 30% automotive, and balance are other division. Last quarter, for example, 7% was alloy. Last quarter numbers I can give to you, energy meter was 37%, automotive was 22%, about 9%, CT was about 10%, alloy, and balance other applications.
All right, sir. Can you quantify how much revenue growth we can see for FY 2027? I know it depends on the kind of demand we get from our alloy business and also the relay, but like a rough approximate.
Could be between 20%-30% is my expectation today, depending on the visibility that we have. It may become higher if we get more alloy orders, or EV orders or relay orders. This is my general judgment today.
For this year, sir?
This year, about 15% is our expectation we will close growth.
Okay. 15% for this year and 20%-30% for FY 2027.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, on quantum magnetics, let's say if the import relaxation is received or we get our license, how much revenue can we do from assembly alone?
Import relaxation is still not. It is announced in the media. It is still not come officially to the suppliers. Once it comes, then we will again start business, and that turnover can be about only from the assembly business can be about 5 crore-10 crore maybe. Around that, only from assembly business. Plus we will add the block cutting. Once that starts, that will be another addition to that turnover.
How much will that add?
Again, that depending on how quickly all the machines are installed, but could be between.
March or April.
Could be maybe 20-30 crore, could be somewhere around that. Again, a lot of complexities are there to still set it up, to start running all the quality levels to establish. We can't say that for certainty.
Okay. What is the CapEx plan, phase-wise, and what timelines are you looking at, sir, for quantum magnetics?
Our total plan up to 2030 is 5,000 tons production, which is about 3,700 crore revenue till 2030. That is the plan we have. Total investment required for this will be between 550 crore-750 crore. That we will of course go step by step. First step is to establish this production proof of concept, and then all the other steps will
Okay.
Take place.
Okay. Can we not set up a pilot plant of, let's say, 500 tons or 200 tons?
Yes, that is. Yeah.
To establish proof of concept.
Yeah, that is what we are going to do.
Okay. For that, what will be the CapEx?
These two, phase one, phase two, and then phase three will be to manufacture the block itself in India. That will happen in the year 2027 sometime. Maybe, yeah, 2027 sometime. First phase CapEx can be about for 500 tons, it can be between 50 crore-100 crore roughly.
Okay. How do you plan on funding it?
That we are still discussing whether we will do that by way of debt or equity or a combination in the subsidiary company.
And what kind of revenue can we do from this 500 ton pilot facility?
500 ton will be about 350, something like that. 300 to 350 crores.
Okay. And all of that will be a mix of consumer electronics and auto, I'm guessing.
Yeah, 500 will be a mix of everything because first, let's say, I mean, we will start with maybe 100 on proof of concept, then maybe immediately scale to 100, immediately scale to 500. So it will be like that.
Got it.
Then it is only
and any as
of the capacity. Once the proof of concept is done, then it is only simply multiplying the capacity. Right now, we are absorbing technology. We are setting up equipment. There is a lot of unpublished knowledge in this business. All that has to be absorbed and implemented.
Okay. And have you started talking to these auto OEMs so that?
Already we are talking to customers. Already they have given us their inquiries. They have given us their specs. So we are now talking to them and trying to get some kind of commitments also.
So can those commitments be in the form of fixed price offtake agreements to protect ourselves?
That also we
Or
have
will be
one
this
option we
volume
are
commitment?
speaking with them. That option also we are speaking with them.
Okay. And any update from government on PLI?
Okay.
Or rather
Government has announced a certain news has been published in the media of a 7,300 crore scheme, which the government will announce. That scheme is expected to come by maybe December or January, sometime like that. Scheme details, all the details will be announced.
And we will be participating in that.
Sorry?
We should apply for it or we've already applied for it?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kumar. May we request you to please rejoin the queue, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Love Gupta from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand your expectations for the second half of the year given the tariff situation. And at what level do you expect to end the year at in terms of revenues and operating margins?
Our expectation is roughly about maybe 10% to 15% growth. So we may end up between, let's say, 220 to 230 crores top line, roughly. That is the expectation today. It may change based on the customer demand coming in this quarter, but today that is our visibility.
And in terms of margin, operating
margin,
margin.
Similar level as last year. Similar level.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So my first question is, you talked about some impact because of the U.S. tariff, and our largest customer on the meter side is based out of U.S. So how do we see the situation? And in light of tariff, do we need to bear some cost? How do you look at that relationship depending upon various scenarios playing out, maybe at 25%, at 50%? What is your understanding based on your interaction with customer?
So we are producing the product as per their design. It is not our standard product. So we are not, they are also not asking us to bear that tariff. And it is clear that we will not bear that tariff.
Yes.
Actually, our product is exempt as per the list in United States, but the customer still struggling to clear under that particular heading, so they have to pay the tariff. So we are now discussing alternate place of manufacturing also, including Europe. Major portion of manufacturing to be done in Europe, which will reduce the tariff. It will increase the cost which the customer is willing to pay, but it will be still lower than the tariff which is being charged from India. In parallel, India tariff itself is likely to be relaxed if the trade negotiations between government of India and United States goes through. So both these options we are working on. But the product being very specific, it is difficult for the customer to change to a new supplier very quickly. It takes a long time for product approval. So we don't see going to be any change in our sales for the immediate term.
Okay. Got it. Sir, second question on the EV side, you said the Q1, the order flow was good and it keeps on varying. But two questions. One is, our long-term business that we used to do, which are customized product, mostly for the European manufacturers, is there any sign of change or revival in that? That's the first question. And second, we were, working on that standardized product which can be taken off the shelf. So any progress on that? Have we made any headway on that? If you can answer on that.
So first is on the visibility of EV, there does not seem to be any change. It's at the same level. Although first quarter was better in terms of sales, but overall demand from EV seems to be same level only. And second, we have made progress in the standard modules. We have launched a range of standard current sensors which are used in automotive applications. Some of the products are already being supplied to two-wheelers, EV two-wheelers are already started using these products. We have now started talking to some bigger automotive players in India also, and other applications other than automotive also. For example, UPS application, and there are other applications which use standard current sensors. So that progress is happening, and I believe in FY27 some sales we should be able to see. Maybe it could be in the range of maybe 2 to 5 crores, and then once that success comes, we will I think worldwide we will start competing with international players in that business segment.
Okay. And last question, sir. So you talked about 10 to 15% growth for the current year, but H1 is almost flat. So, for that to happen, the next two quarter, S2, we have to do 120 odd crores, which is 60 crore odd quarter. So, is this delta of, 10 crore from current run rate of 50 crore going to come from the alloys part or anything else that we have some visibility on?
Yeah. Mostly from alloy part only. Alloy, we are running already full capacity today. So, that will happen. And partly in January, February, March, we will set up the new furnace. So that also some sales we have accounted for. So mostly it is from alloy only.
Okay. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Raghvendra Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Can you speak a bit louder?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
This is regarding the subsidiary Quantum Magnetics. If we can know a bit about the financial planning and what is the return ratios we are expecting from it, because obviously in phase 3 we will have to seek financing. So what is the return on equity we might be planning for it?
Right now we are making all those plans, but broad level, on a 3,700 crore final revenue, we can expect an EBITDA of roughly about 550 crores. Broadly, these are the numbers.
How much capital equipment which you'll require for the 3,000 crores in FY 2030?
Roughly 550-750 crores.
For 5,000.
For 5,000 tons.
It's just five.
This is the broad judgment, but it really depends on, you know, many companies have their own plans, but it depends on where you source the equipment from, whether it is Europe, China or Japan, so it can fluctuate quite largely, these numbers.
What is the EBITDA number?
About 550 crores.
550 crores. The total investment is 350 crores, is it?
No, 550-750. That too, depending on, we have certain assumptions, but that depends a lot on the where we source the equipment from. That number can go up or down.
The EBITDA itself can be matching 0.75.
EBITDA will be 15%.
Sorry, EBITDA?
EBITDA itself may be 75% of the investment which you'll be, I mean, investment.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that is our estimate today based on the situation today.
Do we need to keep a lot of inventory for this or working capital requirements are not so much?
No, it'll be standard working capital. Nothing exceptional.
Okay, thank
you. Once the product is approved by customer, every month they will take deliveries. It is a standard manufacturing supply.
About the prices with the customer for competition with China supply, are customers willing to pay a premium on non-China supply?
That is what we are asking.
Yes, some customers are willing to pay that premium, but as a total purchase, suppose they are doing 100% purchase, how much will they buy at a premium from us? That is still a question mark. Today, they all, because of this geopolitical problem, they are very, very aggressive and keen to buy from non-Chinese source.
Yes.
For example, next year if this gets cleared up and if they get regular supplies, then again, industry may want Chinese prices only. It is a very fluid market, and automotive is a little price sensitive.
What we feel, government pricing, government will protect this industry for strategic reason.
Yeah. Government will also this Indian industry.
Last question. The Laurentic, the partner, what are they bringing? Are they bringing some technology, which we require or it's purely financial?
We have the connections and the required technology source, so their responsibility will be to provide us that technology.
Okay. That sounds very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity again. I was wondering in terms of the prices, will we be able to match up to China's or our cost price will be still higher than China's? If there were to be a situation that the situation becomes fluid and customers are not willing to pay the price, will we be able to sell at the Chinese prices or not?
Yeah, we will be able to sell. In the rare earth magnet, there are multiple markets. There are some low-end products also, low quality products also. There, we don't want to compete in that segment. We want to compete only in the higher segment, good quality, higher quality products. There we will be able to match the Chinese prices mostly. Customers are willing to pay the premium. We will talk, we will customers first.
Right now they are willing to pay us some premium also.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. You said that we are supplying standard current sensors to EV two-wheelers. Can we not pitch it to four-wheelers, passenger vehicles also? And what will be the import value of all the current sensors by the Indian OEMs today?
We have started pitching to all companies, including four-wheelers also. This is a standard current sensor range website also. It is typically 300 to 1000 amperes current sensors, and it can be applied, it can be used in automotive, it can be used in UPS type of applications, other industrial applications. And right now one customer has already started using. We are talking to few more companies. There are some pilot lots also given to some companies. So all that work is going on. And total import value, we cannot estimate, we have not estimated today. Typically, this product will sell from about 200 to let's say 500 rupees each sensor, depending on the complexity and depending on the brand that the customers buy.
Wow, then it can be a huge market for us.
Yeah, and here many customers have their own designs. What they are doing is they are building the current sensor assembly within on their PCB. What we have introduced is a fully calibrated current sensor which directly the customer can use on their PCB. So their designers do not need to work to create a design, to test the design. That is the solution that we are providing. So it can be a good market in future.
Okay, and how do we compare with, say, LEM or other global companies? Are we cheaper?
Yeah, we have compared our quality. Our quality levels are good, similar. We are able to match their quality and we are cheaper.
Wow, okay. And also, CT contribution has been growing for us the last few years and quarters. What is the application of these current transformers and how big can it be for us going forward?
We are manufacturing mostly current transformers which are made out of nanocrystalline and copper cores. So these applications, we are consistently increasing. This business is consistently increasing. We have also backward integrated now to produce the nanocrystalline and amorphous ribbon in-house, which is mostly getting imported from outside of India. So that also we are doing. So in future, I believe this business has a good scope to further. In energy meter segment also, these current transformer segment, these current transformer products are used along with the relay. So it will be a complementary product to our relay manufacturing.
Okay. And on alloys, the 50 crores revenue you are expecting in FY27, how much is virgin alloy and how much is recycled alloy for us?
80% is virgin alloy. Based on today's visibility, 80% virgin and 20% job work recycled type of alloys.
Oh, that means the margins will be good for us in the alloys business. Or at least better.
Yeah, it's visibility and good encouragement from customers also. I'm quite optimistic about this business for coming future.
Got it. Final question. Any new products in the base business that can move the needle for us or increase the growth trajectory for us?
No, right now these are the products we are focusing. We have to our target is that we should start having commercial sales for all of these new projects that we have done. There are some products and some pipeline, some developments going on from other products also, but those are all still pilot stages. Like we are doing one stator rotor manufacturing for one automotive company. Stator rotor is a part of a motor. and that the market, overall market is quite big for that business also. But that all we will do step by step.
This is stator motor for EV traction motor or which motor is it?
For a right now that application for a coolant pump. Coolant pump.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. I think that's it from my side, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Pranit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the chance again. So in terms of the, let's say, the joint venture, is the partner going to also invest some money or is there only be investing technology as per the arrangement right now?
Yeah, there will be 50-50 investment from partner and from PML.
So if there were to be further equity infusion, it will be split between both of you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Understood. And in terms of building out the production facility, let's say the phase-wise, I understand you're going phase-wise, but how confident are you on reaching the 3,000 crore mark? Because it's still a high revenue mark for a joint, like at this point of time, compared to our revenue. Mm-hmm. So what gives you the confidence of reaching that levels, apart from the demand? Because
right
there might
now,
be...
Right now, it is too early. It is, that is our plan and it's a dream to do that. We are right now in the phase of setting up and at least doing a proof of concept. So a lot of steps are yet to be crossed for that. So first, we have implemented. As you progress in each phase, then you encounter new problems and then we have to overcome those problems. So I am confident that we will be able to do it. But how fast can we do? That is the question. That we are trying to do best possible, most aggressive way that we can. But the things are fluid. Geopolitically also, things change. And many new problems come up and we have to solve all those problems. But we are on that job.
Understood. Thank you so much for your guidance.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sharad Taparia for closing comments.
I thank all of you for supporting and for your participation in this call
and trust in the company.
And your trust in the company. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of TIL Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.